The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. It was my daughter Elena, living in Canada, who turned me on to jack-o'-lanterns. We've all heard of jack-o'-lanterns, and now is a good time to get your pumpkins for some traditional Halloween carving. But a jack-o'-lantern? Elena saw them at a fall festival last year, and I was intrigued. What's a jack-o'-lantern? Well, it's a jack-o'-lantern that you plant like a pot. Instead of just having the spooky glow of a candle or lights inside your jack-o'-lantern, you have plants sprouting from the head, mouth, eyes, etc. I think it's a great idea. It provides a different look for a classic fall tradition, and you get to play with some nice fall flowering and foliage plants. Here's how it works. Select your pumpkin and have the kids clean and carve it as usual. Apply some petroleum jelly to the cut surfaces so they don't dehydrate so fast. Then let your gardening creativity kick in. Select plants for fall interests such as small ornamental grasses, sedums, pansies, colorful kale, and even a houseplant. Pack the pumpkin with moistened potting soil and don't worry about drainage holes. Pop in the plants as you like. Consider some tall, showy grasses or cabbages popping out of the head as hair, and some quirky succulents for funky eyes and mouth. You can buy these at a local garden center or just transplant some from your own garden. Last year, I dug up some self-sown violas and used those. Let your imagination go wild. If you still want to use your pumpkin on the big night for a jack-o'-lantern, simply clean out the lantern, transplant your plants back into the garden. And now for this week's tip. When making your fall compost pile, consider chopping up green stalks and large green leaves. Mix each bucket of this chopped green material with 3 buckets of a high carbon material such as hay, straw, chopped leaves, or manure. Mix it all together and water well for a quicker decomposing compost pile. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about shallots. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.